I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I'm watching the Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup playoffs. Florida just blowing out Carolina last night. Carolina early in the game was doing some of the stuff it normally does. It was getting its shot attempts and the shots on goal and all the stuff we heard. And it was such a problem for Washington. And it's back-to-back games now where the Panthers have manhandled the Canes. By the way, in their building, the place where when Washington went, it was just the house of horrors. And it felt like the Caps could play 10 games there and nothing would ever go their way.
Yeah. How many games would it take for you to get one win?
So I got to thinking about this, and I want to pose this question to you. And this can be our Grant and Danny poll of the day today, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Does a Carolina egg being laid against the Florida Panthers in this round make you feel better or worse? Are you happy about that or not? Because my initial reaction was I wanted them to lose, and I want them to lose immediately. Their fans are annoying. You just watch your team get beat. Some of those players bother you. The media is trolling you a little bit. Carolina Hurricanes are you know, zinging the airport, the Dulles Airport, at, you know, on their Twitter accounts and stuff. All that stuff just makes me go, please, Florida, beat this team. But then when you watch how easily the Cats are doing it, it makes you feel like the Caps are not as good.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not reality necessarily, but it's just how it makes you feel. You go, well, wait a second. If they make Carolina look this bad, and Carolina just outplayed you handily and beat you in 5 games, boy, does that make me feel worse about whatever I am. How do you deal with this?
Yeah, so I've got both. This is again a two-plate situation for your pal. Plate number one, bleep the Canes. Thank goodness. Lose.
Like you want them to get swept.
Oh, I would like nothing but losses for them in perpetuity. They can lose every game. They can lose in the offseason. They can lose when they're on vacation. If they play a pickup game of bridge on the team flight home, hope they lose that too. Screw them with an iron stick and a running start.
I do want them to get swept. I need that on record.
Second part. That make me feel that good. That it's been that simple. For Florida.
I mean, really simple.
This is effortless. Now, who knows? Things can change. Series is are wild. But this is, it confirms a little bit of kind of what I thought for a while. That Montreal series kind of dispelled it a little bit. But again, if you look through the first 60 games of this Capitol season, and then the sample since then, you saw a lot of stats regress. Some of the things were bound to happen. You're not going to shoot 14% from the field like it's like you're a center shooting threes. That's what their shooting percentage was the first 60-plus games of the season. That's unsustainable. Their save percentage went down. The shots against, their Corsi four, all the good numbers went lower as normal, and the bad numbers went up. A lot of explanations for that, but they still were happening. And the whole story kind of told me this was awesome, great run. They're not quite as good as we all think they are. And that Carolina matchup, paralyzing them, kind of reinforced that. And now that Carolina's getting waxed out of the postseason by a Florida team that looks poised to win a cup makes you think the Caps may be a bit further away.
So that's a perfect assessment for kind of what I'm talking about. Because I think that's perfectly fine and true to say, you know, when they were the number one seed all year long in the NHL, not in their division, but in the NHL, you know, maybe they weren't as good as the numbers or the record or whatever from a playoff standpoint. But what you just said is what annoys me. Not, I'm not upset at you.
No, I understand.
But they've opened the door for this, which is people to incorrectly now question the quality of this operation this year or to talk about how far away they are. When my take, and it doesn't mean it's right, but we're just coming at it from completely different perspectives, I find it annoying when after the playoffs you go, oh, you're so far away, whatever. I just think it's a matchup league. What Chris Patrick, the GM of the Capitals, was referencing when he came on with us. All four of the top four teams in the NHL, by the way, the four teams in the National Hockey League with the most points all got eliminated in this round. They're all home.
Yep.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a matchup thing. And it's, you know, sometimes you execute, sometimes you don't. I think the games, by and large, were probably closer than we think. The most lopsided game, in fact, of that series, I still think, was the game where the Caps actually led most of the way and went to overtime in the game. Like, that was the one they should have lost 4-0. The rest of them were all much closer, and they had more chances. But to me, and maybe it's confirmation bias, because before the series I felt this way, and I said it before the playoffs, the only team that really scared me that I didn't want to go up against was Carolina. And I still can't tell you why this is, but Washington just plays their game and down to them and almost is like, it's almost like Carolina's in their head.
It plays into their hands somehow.
Whereas Florida has that over the Hurricanes. They eliminated them last year. They've now outscored them 10-2 in these two playoff games. Washington plays Florida a lot better, actually. It was funny because when we had the reporter on who covers the Hurricanes before the playoffs, and I said something along the lines of, you know, Florida's down 2-0 to Toronto, and he's like, well, we better hope they stay down because that team's hard to beat. Like, that was the Carolina guy was kind of worried about the Florida team. And I'm like, I'm not that worried about them. I'm more worried about you guys. Like, the Caps scored 6 goals and beat them 6-3 this year. They scored 4 goals and beat them 4-1 this year. I mean, the Capitals play Florida pretty well. They don't play Carolina well. And I think it's the same way for Carolina and Florida. So I don't view it as linear in the sense that, like, you can take a lot out of what it means for Washington. It's just a different matchup. It's a different series. But I also know that it opens up the critique of people see what they want to see. I'm seeing probably the way I want to see it. You're going, well, I thought they stunk going into the playoffs. And then the Montreal series happened, but it was Montreal. They kind of did stink. You know, and that's going to be on the other side of it.
Sure.
So that's the frustration.
Yeah, I don't think it's a stinks thing. I think it's maybe...
I'm overstating.
No, I understand. But I think the point's standing. I smell what you're cooking. To me, it was a little bit of smoke and mirrors. And again, it doesn't mean the season wasn't incredible and successful. The data's the data, right? Like the point totals are the point totals. You didn't luck box your way into that for that long.
So what is the metric then? I mean, if you're that good all year, it's not like a month, it's a mm-hmm. full season. And, you know, you are...
You know, the most extreme example of this is that Minnesota Vikings team with a negative point differential going to the postseason. I'm not saying this Caps team is that, but this is the most extreme example of that, where everyone's going, come on, you won, 14 games, but everyone knows you're a paper tiger. You're not a real contender. That's the most extreme version of this phenomenon.
But there's no data or analytic that would suggest that about this Capitals team. They were top five in scoring. They were top five in defense, which is normally like one of those... what's the guy's name for the NCAA tournament who everybody cites his data?
Ken Pom.
Mm-hmm. Like the Ken Pom is when you are in these categories, it's very rare, but you're like a legitimate contender and mm-hmm. you often go this far. Like the Caps satisfied all that stuff.
And then none of those were true for the last 30 games of the year. It was all
true, but
bad.
It's not based on the last 30 games. It's based on 82.
No, I understand
that. Over history, I'm sure you could go back through all the last 30 on a lot of teams and it would look different.
Totally.
But at the end of 82, when your numbers are this, it normally means...
I would say more often than not, maybe it does. But this time, the most recent sample was a goal a game worse in both directions, pretty much in terms of allowed and scoring. Things were going, everything was regressing, which part of it's understandable.
And then the Montreal series happened where they said, we're going to flip the switch.
They were good.
And they did.
And they were good. And
so they just got bad again when they played Carolina and lost.
I don't know if they got bad again. I know that they weren't quite as good as maybe everybody thought when they were doing all these wonderful things in the regular season. And we also know there's very little correlation between the regular season and the postseason. Otherwise, the Caps would have gone to more than one conference final over the last...
But it can't be that the Hurricanes, who beat them more than any other team in the regular season, like winning percentage against them, it can't be that it was just a bad matchup with them.
Could be.
Yeah.
But who knows? We'll never know what happened if they played Florida. But Florida's now going to the three Stanley Cup finals in a row.
Yeah.
Carolina has been to three conference finals, I think, in the last 6 years, more than the Caps have in 20 years. So there's some correlation there beyond just, that's a bad matchup. Maybe it could just be a bad matchup. Maybe they would have beaten every other team in the postseason that wasn't Carolina. That just happened to be what we got.
I guess.
It's always so hard to extrapolate. I mean, I have no earthly idea how it would have played out. I mean... Would they have missed Martin Fervari as bad in a Florida series? I don't know. Would they have missed Martin Fervari as bad in a Toronto series? I don't know. I only know they missed him really bad in this series. I can't tell you how much better it would have been if he was there or not.
I'm just taking out my frustration on like all of the nonsense I hear, which is, you know, when people it's social media noise mostly, mm-hmm. but it's like all these people that don't watch the Caps all regular season, that don't really know that much about the team, that say all year long they'll lose in the playoffs because everyone loses in the playoffs but one team. And then when they do, they tell you why they did it and why they're not very good. And it's just annoying, I guess, is kind of my point. But now that Carolina is getting manhandled by Florida, it opens the door to, man, that Carolina team. By the way, you guys all thought they were the 74 Canadians about a week ago. You know, now they're getting blown out, and it's like, oh, well, they actually weren't good. So the same people that told me how they were this insurmountable, unbreakable force, the best team that's ever lived, the 85 Bears on crack mixed with the 2000 Ravens on steroids, now they suck and the Capitals are so bad that they lost to them. So it's just one of those where if you don't win the championship, you know, you were awful, I guess, in hockey. That's just what I've experienced for 20 plus years from all the experts online.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.